All-day park hopping is coming back to Walt Disney World, and with it, price increases to annual passes and parking fees. The list of narrators for Candlelight Processional have been announced, with some old favorites and cool new celebrities coming to Epcot. There's a lot of news and more on episode 162 of the Mickey File Podcast.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Mickey File Podcast. I'm Scott, and with me is my lovely wife, Karen.
Hello, everybody.
This is the week of October 9th, 2023.
Yes.
In 3 weeks, Halloween will be gone. And all the Christmas decorations will be up around Magic Kingdom and...
Yeah, it changes overnight.
The actually, Christmas party will basically be starting.
Yeah, they do have a Halloween party on the 1st.
Yeah, but our podcast for that week will come out on the 2nd, so it'll all be done. That's what I mean. I'm thinking ahead. I'm proactive that way.
You're being proactive. I'm very proud of you, babe.
Always thinking ahead.
I know. Such a smart guy.
Yeah. We got to see our friends, Kevin and Deborah. Well, I got to see them one more time. You get to see them two more times.
I know.
And I guess as this comes out, they will be starting their trip halfway around the world to get back to the sunny Isle of Wight.
Yes.
So it's been very good seeing them and getting to spend some time with them. It's very cool.
It was very nice. We got to be the first... And the last. To see them. Come on, that's pretty special.
Right?
We get to put that on our, you know.
Tombstones.
Tombstones or, you know, mark a little box.
Yeah. So, very cool.
Yes.
Safe travels, guys.
Yes, very safe travels.
Yeah, that's about all I got for warm-up stuff. Just a lot of news coming up.
I know.
So, speaking of which.
All right, I'll get started. All-day park hopping access is coming back to Walt Disney World beginning January 9th. Guests with a ticket with park hopper benefits or annual passes will be able to once again visit theme parks any time of day during park hours. It is subject to capacity limitations. So, additionally... There's going to be good-to-go days beginning sometime in January for annual pass holders. With good-to-go days, theme park reservations calendar will be updated periodically and will show pass holders select days that they may visit Disney World without needing theme park reservations. Blackout dates will continue to apply like they do today.
Good. Because people are so confused about, I have a Pixie Pass, but does that mean I can still go after 2 o'clock on Saturday?
Nope.
No. So the capacity limitations, that's like nothing new.
Right.
Technically, that's been. It's right. Been one day.
One day. It was.
Maybe there were 2 days.
I know.
It was limited hopping on October 1st, 2021.
Right. Only to Magic.
I think there was one other day, but I can't remember when it was.
Yeah, it was delayed like an hour.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, it's not really that big a deal.
No, but this is huge.
I guess.
Well, no, the fact that we can do this. So now we can go to one park and then go to have an 11 o'clock lunch or go to Tusker House. So I guess
the fact that I refuse to rope drop means the 2 o'clock thing never really mattered that much to me. Because I didn't get to the park till like 11:30 anyway.
Right.
So it was going to be hard to park hop before 2 o'clock.
Well, but there's times we haven't done rope drop, but we've gotten there like at 10.
There are. There's never been a time when we were like, oh man, we can't hop for another hour and a half.
True.
There's just never been that time.
True.
So, But I know it is a huge deal to a lot of people.
Yes.
So, congratulations.
Well, now, you know, I just think I'm just happy that restrictions are being relaxed. I guess that's a better way of saying it.
Yes, right. So, I agree with that.
That if our friends, they have a magic park pass and we were over at Epcot and they're like, come on over. We're like, okay.
Right.
I like that.
Yeah. See how that actually works. Because there's been good to go days and bonus reservations and all this for a while.
Right.
So we'll see how it works.
Yes. And so, yeah. So there.
Yeah. I love this description you have here.
I know. Well, I did it on purpose. Because, yes, they announced the Park Hopper, all-day Park Hopper access is coming back. And overnight, quietly, Walt Disney World increased annual pass prices. The IncrediPass went up to $1,449, which is an increase of $50. Sorcerer Pass has been increased to $999, an increase of $30. Pirate Pass is $799, it's an increase of $50. Pixie Dust Pass went up to $439, which is an increase of $40. Very quietly overnight.
I don't know if it was really quietly. I've seen it on like 12 Facebook groups this morning.
Okay. But
that's why I say the quietly part is funny, because quietly,
but all of a sudden it was just, I went on Disney Parks blog because I saw the thing about the Park Hopper, and then right below that, it said prices were increasing. It was before it was announced on any of the boards. I actually got up and went to the bathroom at like.
So it's a little funny they just did it and didn't say starting.
Right.
This day.
Right.
But, I mean, is that any different than any other year?
No.
Right. So.
So
it went up $50.
Yeah.
Renewals are still significantly cheaper.
Yes.
I mean, IncrediPass is going to be $1,229 to renew.
Mm-hmm.
Sorcerer, $849 to renew.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah, so, you still get your 15%, basically. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that is 15%, $150.
Right.
So.
Additionally, parking price increase for Walt Disney World theme parks. Standard parking for one day only is now $30. It's an increase of $5. And preferred parking, it didn't say that they've raised. It just says that they range from $45 to $55, depending on your vehicle type.
So I have never seen that designated. I know it ranges based on day.
Right. So.
I mean, what's $55? I know what it should be, but I bet it isn't.
It should be if you bring in a
electric vehicle and you're charging it.
Yeah, but it's not. I think they're doing like more than two axles.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw a van with a trailer the other day. It took up six spots.
Yeah. So they should get charged.
Oh, yeah. In the handicap section.
Right. And Disneyland Magic Key prices have also increased at the same time. And the Inspire has gone up $50, which theirs is $1,649 now. Believe is increased $150. That's a big jump, up to $1,249. The Enchant is now $849, an increase of $150. And Imagine is now $499. It's an increase of $50.
That's a big jump for the ones with blackouts.
Yeah, big jump. And Disneyland Resort one-day and multi-day ticket prices have also increased. Ticket pricing there.
I don't even know why Disneyland or Disney World bother to tell us when those ticket prices for one-day and multi-day tickets increase. Because there's so many steps now. Like, you don't know what you're paying for that ticket till you buy it anyway.
Right. Because it's day-based and pricing tiers and all this. I'm like, ugh.
I mean, so for a Disneyland ticket for one day, it can be anywhere from $104 to $194.
Yep.
So you don't know what you're paying until you get there.
Right. So previously it was 104 to 179.
Yeah.
And then the multi-day ticket prices have increased up to 16%.
Right. So Genie Plus has gone up at Disneyland.
Yeah. They're getting Disneyland right now. Yay.
Good. But it's 30 up from 25. Remember, they get photo pass.
Right. Well, actually, we do now too, don't we?
Ride photos.
Ride photos, right.
So, isn't that just pass holders? I feel like there's something weird about that. Maybe not. Maybe that is with Genie Plus. You get the ride photos.
You get the ride photos, but not the others.
But I saw, just the other day that Magic Kingdom and your multi-park one were $29.
Mm-hmm.
I know it changes day to day, but it seems like the Magic Kingdom one has been $28 or $29.
Yes.
For a while now.
Right.
Since they did the whole change thing. So, for basically the same price, Disneyland's still getting more than us.
Right.
Which is funny, by the way.
Why?
Well, because remember, the whole thing was ours was going to be cheaper because Disneyland was used to paying for it.
Right. Because they had Max Pass, I think is what it
but
was called.
But Florida wasn't. So we're going to make it cheaper for like a few months until we start increasing the price every day.
Right.
So now they're a dollar more than, maybe a couple of dollars more, but they get photo pass with it.
Mm-hmm.
So weird. True.
Right.
And I feel like even at Disneyland, you're only increasing it if you're selling it. Right? Like if nobody's buying it because they're all locals, which is what we hear all the time.
Right.
Then you wouldn't increase the price.
True.
Or maybe you would figure, since there's only four people buying it a day, we'll just take more money from them. But
right.
Speaking of that. It's not on your news here, but Disney Plus is increasing again.
Mm-hmm. I think we have till today we can still renew.
We have maybe.
At 79 or one something.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, but we have to do it today, I believe.
Okay, we'll have to look at it.
Yeah.
But it is 75% more than it was on November 12th, 2020.
Right.
So in 3 years, it's 75% more. And they've taken stuff off. I know they're adding stuff all the time, but a lot of it is not good quality stuff anyway.
Right.
But I don't know. It was about 50-50 when I put it on Facebook the other day of people who think it's worth it and people who are canceling or already have canceled. I know we get a discount of some kind because of Hulu.
Right.
But I'm not sure if the discount is worth what we're getting.
Okay.
It's just not the streaming service that we all imagined. I think we can all agree on that.
Yes.
You imagined you were going to be able to watch everything Disney had made, and you can't. They're still adding some of it, but, you had it originally in your head that it was going to be everything Disney's done, right?
Yes.
But it's becoming Dancing with the Stars and weird things where they put Pixar players over football players, and I don't know. It's weird. Anyway.
Okay. All right. New Candlelight Processional celebrity narrators to headline the Epcot International Festival of the Holidays beginning November 24th through December 30th. You want to go through the list?
Yeah, I don't know who a lot of these people are.
Well, I know who the first one is.
Who?
She was on This Is Is it This Is Me? She was one of the triplets. She was on the TV show.
Oh, This Is Us?
This Is Us, yeah.
Okay, Chrissy Metz. Metz. Right. November 24th to the 25th. Never heard of her. Never seen her before in my life. I don't watch that show, so I don't know.
It's over now, but yeah. I don't know who that guy is.
A Puerto Rican singer. That's what it says on Wikipedia. Luis Fonsi. Fonsi, I don't know. Oh, he's the Despacito guy? Despacito guy? Okay.
Okay.
All right, well, I've heard of that song.
Okay.
Anyway, he's doing it the 26th or the 27th. Anne Margaret, I know who that is. She's got to be. How old do we think Anne Margaret is?
85.
Think that's it?
Yeah.
I know she was like 16 when Bye Bye Birdie came out.
Right, because she was very young when that
which
came
out. Which was also like 70 years ago. So that would put her at about 85.
Okay.
So I actually would like to go see that.
Okay.
She just always seemed like a cool lady.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Simu Liu. That's what I thought. So Shang-Chi is going to be.
Oh, cool. There.
So I thought that was. Simu Liu.
Mm-hmm.
November 30th to December 2nd. John Stamos, December 3rd through the 5th. Know who he is. Neil Patrick Harris, December 6th through the 8th. Know who he is.
That's going to be a busy 2 weeks.
By the way, did he get old in a hurry?
Who?
Neil Patrick Harris.
Why do you say that?
I saw a picture of him today. He does not look like Barney anymore. He looks like Barney's grandfather. Like, the hair has gotten gray.
Well, he's older than you think.
49.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
He's also got two kids. I mean, that puts gray hair on you right there.
He didn't have them.
He has raised them since they gave birth to them. Since they were born, he and his husband have raised them.
So that's what you're saying is two kids makes you get old fast?
Yeah.
So he's 50. He is 50 now. But, oh yeah, June 15th. But still, yeah, just surprising because we've been watching How I Met Your Mother, which ended a lot longer ago than you think it did.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I saw this picture of today and I'm like, whoa, when did he get old? So, anyway, still love him.
Mm-hmm.
And I still thank him every time I go to Epcot for creating the Black Magic. Great drink. Marley Matlin is November 9th through 11th. Brendan Fraser.
I would like to see him, too.
Yeah, that seems cool.
Mm-hmm.
Brendan Fraser from December 12th through the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
Eva Longoria will follow him December 15th and 16th. What I just typed in. Okay, here's another guy. Joey McIntyre. Sounds like a boy band guy.
Yeah, it does sound like a boy.
New Kids on the Block.
Okay.
So, knew it.
Yep.
Sterling K. Brown.
He's also from This Is Us.
Okay.
He's got that voice, but you've probably seen him on something else.
Oh, I've seen him in a million things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm cool with him.
Yeah, he's actually got a great voice, too.
What network was this on? This Is Us on?
ABC.
Oh, was it?
Yep. I'm pretty sure.
NBC. NBC. That's funny that the company that owns ABC has got all these people from this show on NBC coming. I really want to go see Jordan Fisher.
I would like to as well.
Jordan Fisher, new December 21st through the 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen Curtis Chapman will be doing December 24th through the 26th. He's a Christian music singer.
Yes.
Audra McDonald. Let's see. Broadway actress. Oh, yeah, but she's not. Like, I've seen her, too, and a lot of stuff.
Yeah, she actually did the wardrobe in Beauty and the Beast.
Okay. So anyway, that should be cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then last one is Lisa Ling. And she's been here before.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. She's the last 2 days, the 29th through the 30th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or is she on CBS Mornings? Okay. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
They've actually got a lot. They've got a nice listing of narrators.
So there are 15.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of them are new.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's cool. Bringing in new narrators.
Conspicuously absent is Lieutenant Dan.
Yes.
That's maybe, a shame.
Maybe his dates didn't work with Snowball Express.
I guess. Yeah. Is that 2 years in a row he hasn't been here?
Yeah. But Snowball has.
Yeah. So that's a shame.
Yeah.
Always liked seeing him do it.
Mm-hmm. But there's some others I'd like to.
Yeah. Yeah, there are.
And then the dining packages open on October 17th. It's all pretty much the same restaurants they've been.
Yeah. Akershus Beer Garden, Coral Reef, Garden Grill, Le Cellier, Regal Eagle Smokehouse.
Right. And that's same day one. That's one of those
right.
same
Right. Rose and Crown Dining Room and Spice Road Table.
Mm-hmm.
Prices range from $41 for Regal Eagle to $104 for Le Cellier.
Right, for adults.
Right.
All right. So, yeah, and the Regal Eagle one, you don't have to do with the reservation thing. You just go buy it day of.
Yeah, that's neat.
Yeah.
That could seem like it could, I mean, I'm sure they have a limited
right.
number, but it seems like it could create a real hassle otherwise.
Yeah.
So last Thursday,
mm-hmm.
which was the 5th, I think. Yeah, fifth. The 5th.
Yes.
Journey of Water just soft opened. Was that Thursday or Friday? Maybe it was Friday.
I think it was Friday.
Friday the 6th. And it was open on Saturday the 7th mm-hmm. when we went. In fact, we got a virtual queue that we did not use.
Right.
That said, we got a virtual queue after noon on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And got called to the ride, had to be there by 3:53.
Right.
So, I may be a little off, but I believe they were on group like 52 and we got 104.
Mm-hmm.
So, in between 12:15 and 2:53, they went through 50 groups.
Right.
So the virtual queue wait is not horrible. And like I said, we got it after 12 o'clock.
Right. And it's on, and it's kind of as needed, depending on how busy it is.
Yeah. But, so. You know, definitely was needed the other day. It was a busy day.
It was busy.
At Epcot.
Yeah, but it wasn't, it was weird. It was weird busy. It was busy in the front, but not so busy back at the countries.
Well.
Yeah.
Because everybody was at Moana.
Right. So on Sunday morning, October 8th, Disney Genie and Genie Plus experienced a resort-wide outage. Shocking. Basically, if you tried to go into Tipboard or My Day and MDE, it pretty much just clocked and shut down. So the guest experience teams at all of the parks were busy trying to assist customers.
So my yes. understanding is it was only down for a little bit.
It was like 3 hours.
Was it that long?
Yeah. It was from 7 o'clock to about 10:30. So
it was down at 7 o'clock. How did all these people buy it?
Well, they bought it before 7.
Oh, okay.
Because you can buy it at midnight.
Gotcha.
And then they tried to go book their stuff at 7 o'clock and couldn't book. So, and then it just kept, they kept trying to go back and so it was.
Yeah, so I guess there were lots of refunds.
Lots of refunds.
What I understand.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Well, Disney IT.
Yep.
Surprised that's the first time it's happened.
That big of an issue. Yeah, to that scale, yeah. There are quite a few new foods debuting at Animal Kingdom effective today, October 11th. They're like at Harambe Market and different places.
Yeah. We have a friend that's there today.
Mm-hmm.
Don Self. He just posted a picture. Here, we have an up-to-the-minute. Ooh, here's another one. French fries with pulled pork and cheese at Flame Tree.
Cool.
So, yeah. Harambe Market mango passion fruit cheesecake looks really good. He said there is a lot of icing, so be prepared.
Yes.
And now that I look at it, there is a lot of icing.
There is a lot of icing. A
lot of green and purple icing.
Yes.
But it's cheesecake and it's mango, so I'm in.
Okay.
I can take the icing off, so.
Right.
Yeah, so that's the pictures I've seen so far.
Okay.
Those two things.
Yep. And Disney Cruise Line for the Treasure has announced Disney The Tale of Moana Broadway show is going to be one of the shows on the ship.
They are just beating us over the head with Moana now, aren't they?
Kind of.
I understand it. I mean, I completely understand it. Especially opening the attraction and all that.
Right.
And with the Treasure, supposedly, like, more theme park oriented than the past boats have been.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. All
right. Run Disney 2024 Princess Half Marathon medals have been announced. It's going to be Ariel for the 5K, Rapunzel for the 10K, Tiana for the half marathon, and Anna and Elsa for the fairy tale challenge. They actually had pictures of the medal. They're pretty cool looking.
The medals are always pretty cool looking.
I know. They do a really good job on those.
Yeah. So it's just not worth trying to do a 10K to get a Rapunzel medal.
I know. And I'm not sure how to pronounce this.
Is eat.
It just eat?
I think so, because her name's Manit Chauhan, right? Or something like that. The location has been revealed at Disney Springs for that new restaurant, which they announced a while ago.
Right.
Expected to open before the end of 2023. That will be amazing. It also shows, since it's going to be owned by not Disney, that people can get stuff built quickly in Orlando.
Right.
It's going to be by the Christmas store near the Earl of Sandwich. I'm sure they're excited about that.
Yes.
Owned by Chopped Judge Manit Chauhan and her husband, entrepreneur Vivek Deora. It will serve modern, fun, Indian-inspired cuisine.
Yeah.
So there you go.
And you were talking about Disney Plus. But season two of the Disney Parks Behind the Attraction series is coming to Disney Plus this November. The whole series will be available starting November 1st.
There really only been one season?
That was a...
Like, I thought we already had two seasons out.
I don't know.
Now I have to go to Disney Plus and find out. Hang on, please. One moment. I guess there is only one season. Well, I guess we just watched it twice. That's why I thought. But I thought I went back and watched it because there was a new season. But actually, there were 13 episodes in the first season, which I just wasn't used to, I guess.
Maybe that's what it was.
It seems like everything they've done has been, or no, there's been 10 episodes.
Okay.
Like everything they've done prior was like, six episodes.
Or eight episodes or something like that. Yeah.
So maybe that's why I thought there was a second season.
Yeah. So November 1st, it's all available.
That show grew on me.
Yeah.
So, now I'm excited about it. Mm-hmm. Although I think we talked about it, isn't it? Like it's weird. It's not really attractions this time.
Right.
It's like all of Epcot and nighttime.
Yeah, it's like all of Epcot and all of
nighttime shows.
Right. But at least now they gave a date. So that's why I wanted to update because of the date.
Yeah, that's cool. November 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on while we're cleaning up from Halloween. DVC news. There are menu updates for Geyser Point Bar and Grill in the fall of 2023.
Mm-hmm.
The Bison Burger isn't going anywhere. It's first news right there. Yep. But they are going to have some new menu selections, including crispy Peking ribs tossed in Peking sauce with cashews. The Geyser Chicken Wings, which will come in three flavors, teriyaki, Thai chili, and sriracha buffalo. A charcuterie flatbread with salami, brisket, chorizo, bacon, and smoked Gouda beer cheese. That could either be really good or just way too many different flavors to be good.
Yes.
Bacon goes with everything. I'm just not sure brisket fits with salami and chorizo to me. But anyway, we'll see. Because I'm always down for a flatbread.
Mm-hmm.
A turkey BLT sandwich. Smoked black pepper turkey, candied bacon, and avocado puree. I don't see anything on there about the L or the T, but I assume that they're there. Macaroni and cheese. Oh, so listen to what I learned yesterday.
Okay.
And everybody out there may laugh at me.
Probably.
Do you know that a club sandwich is an acronym? Club, C-L-U-B.
Yeah.
It's not like it came from a country club or something. A club sandwich is chicken and lettuce under
bacon.
Bacon.
Huh.
I did not know that.
I did not either. I assumed it came from a country club.
I figured or some kind of club.
Right.
No. Okay. It's an acronym like BLT.
Okay.
Allegedly. I saw it on the internet.
Oh,
so you know it's true. they are macaroni and cheese bites paired with tomatoes and peppers. Okay.
Okay.
Why is cheese?
That's what I don't know.
In quotations.
I am not
that
sure.
That worries me that it's some kind of weirdness.
Yes.
A vegetable burger with, again, cheese in quotations, which is plant-based. So that tells me that the mac and cheese may also be
We'll go and find out.
Yeah. And then the multi-grain salad with tofu, mixed greens, wild rice, bell peppers, and sesame vinaigrette with optional steak, chicken, or salmon.
Oh, good.
So a salad with tofu, which, you know, is screaming like the vegan option.
Right. But then they're
but
giving
you can add.
Right. And
steak, chicken, or salmon.
And it is actually, the selections are today, starting today, the 11th.
Oh, okay. Cool.
It originally put the fall, but then they actually gave the date of the 11th.
Yeah, yeah. Disney Vacation Club is planning unique perks on select nights of Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party and Disney Jollywood Nights.
Mm-hmm.
Special member gatherings planned on every Thursday session of Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. So that's November 9th, 16th, and 30th, December 7th, 14th, and 21st. Special events are also planned for the new Jollywood Nights at Disney's Hollywood Studios on December 6th and 20th. Members will enjoy a unique treat stop during the party. Additional details will be revealed closer to the events.
I think it's kind of neat that they're doing that. Of course, it's not the nights we're going, but
of course it's not. Disney Vacation Club's Vero Beach Resort will be receiving the popular Murphy beds during its upcoming refurbishment. So, cool.
Mm-hmm.
We need to stay there one day.
I know.
I mean, there's no excuse that we haven't stayed there. There's less excuse that we haven't stayed at Wilderness Lodge yet.
I can't ever get a room.
But there's no excuse for us not having gone to Vero Beach for like, you know, a weekend.
Right. No, I can't get a room at Wilderness. That's the problem.
Yeah. the member exclusive voyage for the Disney Treasure for January 4th, 7/9 Eastern Caribbean. Pricing has been provided. Disney Vacation Club has published its rates in both cash and DVC points for the January 2025 cruise. It is not a member cruise, so there will not be any special DVC programming. At least one passenger must be booked using DVC points. Rates begin at 229 vacation points or $2,036 per passenger for a Class 11C standard inside stateroom. I don't really know. Standard inside stateroom, I guess, means no view and...
Right. They have fake windows.
Yeah. So 237, and then it goes up to concierge level is 641. Concierge with a one-bedroom suite and extended veranda, 1,563 points.
Yeah,
the tower. $13,895.
The tower, tomorrow tower suite is insane.
2,607 points. $23,176 per person.
Yeah.
Cash.
Yeah.
I know it's 7 days, but, and it's concierge and all the rest of that.
Right. And it's the one.
There are a handful of people with 2,600 points.
Right.
I mean.
But I mean, the price isn't bad, but like we've been doing 4A is basically the ones we've been doing. So 2,800 cash, 2,809. That's not bad for a 7 day for the new.
Well, okay. I mean, we're going, yes, on the Fantasy.
Right.
But we're going on that cruise.
Mm-hmm.
This year. Same time. Yep. January 2024.
Right.
Like 2 weeks later.
Yes.
I don't think we're paying that much.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But we're paying close to that much.
It's close because it's a 7 day. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're going on that cruise, Eastern Caribbean, 7 days.
Yes.
Out of Port Canaveral.
Yes.
Middle of January.
Yes.
I don't think it's not $5,600.
No. It's like
46.
It's like 46 or 47.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. But
I mean,
still.
I guess it's okay. New boat. And all
right.
That.
It's a brand new ship. The whole deal. So, I mean.
So they keep saying it's a member exclusive trip. When right. they don't sell it out, I'm sure they'll open it.
I'm sure.
People.
Right.
Because it's a problem. I mean, that 237 points, that's.
Yeah.
That's. I bet you that is more than the average DVC owner owns.
That is a good.
I would like to know what the answer to that is.
That is a good question.
I feel like it's. That's a lot of points.
Yeah.
For the.
For the average person who has DVC.
For the worst room on the ship.
Right. Because it is the worst room on the ship.
I mean, it is because it's the cheapest room on the boat.
Right.
You know.
No balcony, no nothing.
Right. Right. Inside.
Yeah.
Probably on like the third floor or something. You know, yeah. I don't know where those are.
But, yeah, I don't either.
Anyway. I wish we could go on it, but I'm not doing it like that.
No.
So I guess that's it for the news.
Mm-hmm.
You have anything else to talk about? I don't really. I mean, we went and just hung out with Kevin and Deborah. We didn't really do much.
We went to Belgium.
We did. Highly recommend the beer flight at Belgium.
Yes. And the, that coffee drink I had.
Oh,
that was very good.
The Belgium one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So at Belgium, we had the beer braised. Right. So we went, like, that's pretty much what we did, right? We went to Belgium.
Yes.
We went to Rose and Crown.
Right. Oh, we went to France. No, we went to.
Well, we went to the Crêperie.
Crêperie, right.
I think that's everything we did.
Yeah. And then the DVC lounge.
Yeah. Okay. So first place we went was Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
We had the beer braised beef served with smoked Gouda mashed potatoes. It was very good.
It was very good.
$6. Mm-hmm. Is the Disney dining plan snack eligible?
Right. But it was a good portion.
It was. Yeah.
And then, you had the Belgian waffle.
It wasn't pretty, but it was good.
Uh-huh.
And we also had the Belgian waffle with berry compote and whipped cream. That was really good.
Okay.
The waffle was like nothing to write home about, but the compote was good.
Okay.
That's which, good. I mean, let's face it, that's what you're getting that for.
Right.
We had the Belgian chilled. Oh, okay. Hold on. Beer braised beef, that was $6. The Belgian waffle was $5.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had the Belgian chilled coffee featuring Chocolat Deluxe Salted Caramel Chocolate Liqueur. $12.
Delicious.
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 Yes.
Yeah, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then we had the beer flight, $10 for three, I think 4 ounce pours, but
yeah.
The Brasserie Da Chouf Houblon Chouf IPA. It was really IPA-y. So if you're into IPAs, good.
Right.
It was not my favorite.
No.
But I don't like IPAs.
No.
The Delirium Red Fruit Belgian Ale. It tasted more like a wine, but it was very good.
It was very good.
But it tasted like a wine.
Yeah. It's kind of a, yeah.
But it was really good.
It had fruity, really, it had a really nice flavor. Overly
fruity. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Then the Brewery Van Steenberg Golden Drock Triple Ale was delicious.
Yes.
So next time we go to Belgium, I'll just get the 12 ounce for $9.50.
Right.
Of that. Those were all good. Mm-hmm. We went to the creperie. We had, I believe Deborah had the crepe with the berry compote on it.
Correct.
We had
the hazelnut.
The hazelnut, not Nutella.
Right.
But the hazelnut.
And chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Well, crepe. And
delicious.
Not the first time we've had it. Very good.
It does take quite a while to get your crepe from there.
Yeah, and there was not a line.
No, there was no line ordering. There sure was a line waiting for everything.
Yeah, that was it. So I don't know. Somehow they'd fallen behind.
Like really behind. It's like they were making one crepe at a time. It was crazy.
Yeah. Well, they're French.
But we noticed that none of the lines were very long. And the way you always know is France, the French for the festival, it was only like maybe six people deep.
Yeah, it was odd. And this was, you know, I don't know, 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Give or take.
Yeah, on a Saturday.
Yeah, so it was kind of odd.
Yeah.
That stores were busy.
Yes.
Saturday.
Yes.
But attractions and food booths weren't busy. It was weird. It was a weird day at Epcot.
It took forever to get there.
Well, it took us 3 hours to get there on Saturday. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, because I-4 was closed.
Yeah, right before Disney.
Yes. Yay.
So the last 7 miles took us an hour and 45 minutes.
Yes.
Actually, the last 7 miles, the last 9 miles took us about 2.5 hours.
Right. So that was fun.
Or about 2 hours, I guess.
Right. Then we went to Rose and Crown.
We went to Rose and Crown. Mm-hmm. We had a couple of beverages.
Yes.
I had a Blacksmith, which is Guinness and Smithwick's. And you had a half and half, which is Guinness and Harps.
Mm-hmm.
Harp. We're just as good as every other one we've had because it's half of each and it's hard to mess up those two things. So they were very good.
And then we went to the
DVC Lounge,
which they told us it was going to be between like 20 to 30 minutes and it took like right at 20.
So I don't exactly understand because it wasn't crowded up there. There were a lot of empty seating.
Yeah, I know.
But they weren't filling it and the seats are still spread out. Like,
yeah.
I don't understand exactly why we had to wait. But we did.
But we were having fun putting on hats and ears and
yeah. They have the freestyle machines up there. Mm-hmm. Mr. Pibb was out. That was annoying.
Why? You like Mr. Pibb?
Love Diet Mr. Pibb.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. Because it's Coke's Dr. Pepper.
Ah, gotcha.
You know, and right. They don't have Dr. Pepper, but they had Mr. Pibb. But then they didn't have Diet Mr. Pibb.
And the nice thing is if you happen to have your own tumbler, you can go fill it.
Yeah, right. That was cool.
That was very cool.
They had potato chips and
little snackies.
Popcorn.
Yeah. And then when I went back up, then they had Doritos.
Okay.
And other potato chips.
Different than what they had been doing. There was not somebody walking around with a basket with them in it. Mm-hmm. They were just sitting on the counter next to the Coke machines. Mm-hmm. So that was cool.
Yeah.
Because it used to be, you know, you hope you got up there when they were handing out snacks, but right. Now they just kept filling the basket sitting on the counter. So that was cool.
Right. And they've changed they've updated the
decor
a little bit. So they have a big sign. It says membership and gaming and drinks and photo op. And it just looks very bright and cheery and updated TVs.
Just cleaner and mm-hmm. a little nicer and has been painted and that kind of thing. So that was nice.
Yeah.
That was it. We left there and we left.
Well, we took them back to their resort.
Yeah, but we left.
Right. We did.
That was our day. But we did get to spend about 4 hours with Kevin and Deborah before they left. Mm-hmm. So very cool.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Okay.
So let's wrap this one up.
Cool.
At about 45 minutes, which is cool.
Yeah.
Thank you again for everyone who is listening to us. We do appreciate all of you.
We do. Thank you.
Check us out on Instagram at MickeyFile_podcast. Facebook group is the Mickey File Improvement District. We also do have a Facebook page that gets some stuff posted to it, like the reels and stuff. But most of what we put is either on Instagram or in the group. Mm-hmm. Podcast is available everywhere you can find podcasts. If you haven't already, like, follow, subscribe, thumbs up, whatever it would be on your particular podcast catcher. Easiest way to support the show is just tell somebody, you know, share it on your social media or whatever, but, you know, just tell somebody that we're there. That's it. If you want to reach out to us for any reason, our email address is MickeyFilePodcast, all one word, @gmail.com. Goodbye.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.